I think he's somewhere still on a boat somewhere, Dick Fane. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we're heading to Edinburgh, Scotland here in the next 8 hours or so. So, beautiful city. I've been there once before, and I can't wait to go back.
Dick, you are the postman, mate. You always deliver.
We try. There's a lot going on. I got to keep up with what's going on in the States. So, I'm ready for you guys today.
Well, what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys? They can't get a couple of deals done.
Oh, man. The Dallas Cowboys, everything Dallas does is magnified because they are one of the most popular teams in the NFL, maybe the most popular team in the NFL. And so everything they do is magnified. And the Ezekiel Elliott situation is magnified. There's no question about that. And Tony Romo came on CBS today and said it's a coin flip on whether Ezekiel Elliott's going to play in week one of the NFL season. And that is some huge news right there. And so we're looking at potentially the Dallas Cowboy team to start the season without Ezekiel Elliott. And if that's the case, then they are no more than a mediocre football team without that running back. And then Dak Prescott, he is asking, the report is, and we know how these reports go. We don't know if they're incredibly accurate or not, but the report originally was that Dak Prescott turned down a $30 million contract offer and said, no, I want $40 million, which would be $5 million more than Russell Wilson made. And I think anybody that's ever watched one game of Russell Wilson, one game of Dak Prescott, knows that Russell Wilson is 10 times the quarterback Dak Prescott is.
Okay.
And so the general perception around Twitter throughout the NFL world was laughing at Dak Prescott for even thinking about asking for $40 million a year. And then, of course, now there's been clarification. Oh, I didn't really ask for $40 million. And I'm still at the table with the Dallas Cowboys and wondering what he's going to make. But Dak Prescott is no more than a above-average quarterback. And if Dallas pays him $30-plus million, I think it's a mistake.
Mm. Hey, Dick, how disappointed would the Cowboys be and upset after standing behind Zeke Elliott and then he's knocked them back? Would they be filthy that he's reneging and won't be there for the first week? Or is that just part of the way they wheel and deal over there?
I don't think they would be, and honestly, guys, I'm of the, normally, 95% of the time, I am in the camp of, hey, you need to fulfill your contract. You signed a contract, this is how much you're agreed to be paid, you're a well-compensated football player, and I am normally under that guy. However, in the situation that running backs are in, particularly first-round draft pick running backs, they are tied to a team for 5 years. And really, they don't start making good money until year four or five. And even in year four and five, they're still not making what they would be worth on the open market. And the running back position is different, guys, because there is so much carnage at the running back position because guys are just getting hit 25 times per game, more so than any other position. And so a 28-year-old running back is actually old. Whereas a 28-year-old wide receiver or 28-year-old quarterback is still deemed as young or in the prime of their career. So the running back lifespan is much shorter. Ezekiel Elliott realizes that and says, hey, I got to get a bite of this apple before I turn 28, 29 years of age, or I'm never going to get a bite of the apple. So he's taking a stand right now, and I think Cowboys fans realize that, and they're going to celebrate when he gets back.
Tell us about this, Dick. It's quite strange, but Eagles fans have started a GoFundMe page so they actually don't get Dak Prescott. Is that right? Can you explain that?
This is what I'm saying. I mentioned just a moment ago that it would be foolish for Dak Prescott to be making $30 to $40 million per year. Eagle fans realize that. They want everything that's negative for the Dallas Cowboys. And it would be stupid for the Dallas Cowboys to pay Dak Prescott $40 million a year. Eagle fans know that, so they're trying to entice Cowboy fans. We'll say, hey, we'll raise the money for you just to make sure that Dak Prescott is on your salary cap and it's costing you $40 million. Because remember, guys, every football team has a salary cap. It's about, I want to say, $185, something like that, $185, $190 million right now, where you have to sign all your players. Well, you say if you have one player taking up $35 to $40 million of a $185 million salary cap, and you still have to pay 50 other players, that's why Eagle fans want the Cowboys to pay an above, just a barely above average quarterback, basically 20% of their entire contract for the entire team, because they know that would really, really negatively affect the Cowboys.
Mm. What's going on with Antonio Brown and this helmets saga?
Bizarre situation, guys. Really bizarre situation. That Antonio Brown has been playing with the same helmet his entire career. There are now new rules in place in the NFL that says you have to have a modern helmet because of all the CTE issues and all the brain concussion issues. You have to play with a modern helmet. You have to play with a helmet that is at least 2010 or later. And Antonio Brown's helmet is prior to 2010. He was actually threatening to not play anymore if he was not allowed to use that helmet. He challenged the ruling. The ruling today was shot down, so Antonio Brown lost the ruling. He now has to find a helmet that if it's 2010 or later, and he's actually asking on Twitter, somebody find me a helmet that's got the exact specs that mine do that is 2010 or later, because he's really serious about playing in his particular helmet that he feels comfortable with.
No doubt about that. We all like our particular helmet, and we've been playing with them a lot, Dick. We thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the back end of your holiday, buddy.
Sounds good. I'll be back home next week when I talk to you. We'll talk to you then.
Dick Fain. How dedicated is Dick?
He's just a true pro. He's a professional, Dick.
So when you go away for your little three-week sojourn,
yeah,
will you be keeping up to date with all things and we'll just be crossing your lorry live in the Mediterranean somewhere?
Well, you know what, Terry? I'd
no
love to say
reception.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to say yes, but the phone reception overseas is no good. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from Nick. I don't want to hear from Jono.
No.
I don't want to hear from Rob.
No.
As much as I love you.
That's right.
And we're thick as thieves. I shan't be making contact.
I shan't.